This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, I'm delighted to have here on BPN Radio today a longtime friend of mine and one of our prayer leaders on Breakout Prayer Network, Dr. Henry Malone. I met Dr. Henry Malone in 1986, and he's president and founder of Vision Life Ministries, a restoration ministry designed to heal the brokenhearted, set at liberty those who are bruised, and free those who are captive. Previously, Dr. Henry Malone was a pastor for 28 years. He's been ministering translocally to edify and build up the body of Christ since 1989. In 1994, he began the Freedom and Fullness Seminars, which released the ministry of Jesus in a group setting to bring healing, deliverance, and freedom. Since 1992, he has trained and released interns for deliverance and emotional healing. In 1998, he began the School of Deliverance Ministry to expedite this training. This equipping has expanded into what is now the Personal Development Institute. His desire is to help local churches and establish effective, balanced deliverance ministries to fulfill the mandate of Luke 4:18. His training emphasizes the importance to Christ's life character and a servant's heart, as well as the skill and anointing necessary to be vessels of honor in God's kingdom. Henry's heart throbbed with passion for the bruised, the broken, and the captive, a spirit which he imparts to those whom he fathers. He has written several books, including Shadow Boxing, Portals to Cleansing, Islam Unmasked, God's Miracle Land, Pakistan, Shame, Identity Thief, and The Making of a Man. He and his wife, Tina, have 2 grown children, 4 grandchildren, and live in the Dallas, Texas area. And as I said before, Henry Malone has been my friend since 1986. When he first invited Gene and I to come and minister at the church they were leading there in Dallas, Texas. And since that time, he's been an incredible friend of ours and a mighty man of God. And I've been trying to get him on this program for a long time. I know he's a very busy man. Dr. Henry Malone, welcome to VPN.
Thank you, my brother. It's good to be here. Bless you, Brother Dale.
Well, bless you, and what a tremendous blessing you and your wife, Tina, have been over the years. I remember back in the 80s when Gene and I, our engine went out on our automobile, and you and the church you were leading there bought us an automobile, a van, and we drove home in it. I mean, how excited we were. And the very early years of our ministry, we didn't even have a credit card. And you would help us rent automobiles, and you would come to the airport and help us in service. We're very grateful. We're very thankful.
Well, that was our joy, my brother. That was a joy for us.
For the investment.
We all always wanted to help Dale and Gene Gentry.
Well, you have done it, and we've had some wonderful times together over the years, made some wonderful memories. You've been a tremendous blessing, and you have been a champion in helping people get free. I know the first few years that we knew you, you were leading a church that we ministered at there in Irving, mm-hmm. at Irving, but then you just, God led you into this ministry of helping people get free, and never has there been a time in, I believe, in the history of our nation more important than your ministry right now, because so many people are bound by so many problems and difficulties. Tell me a little bit about your story, your background, and how you got started in this ministry.
Well, Dale, I was just busy pastoring a church, doing what I felt like God called me to do, and people kept coming to me wanting me to help them, and so I said, Lord, what do I do? And he said, well, just help them, you know, and so I began to try to learn about what was binding up people, and I began to find things like unforgiveness and ancestral curses and trauma. People are bound by trauma today in a very strong way. And so then we begin to discover other things that unforgiveness is a big thing in the body of Christ. Most people don't know how to forgive. Mm-hmm. They want to forgive, and they say to me, oh, Dr. Malone, I've tried to forgive that person 100 times.
Yeah.
Well, it only takes one time to forgive them,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to share whatever blame you have in that wrong, and you have to let them go free. You have to lay nothing to their charge. You have to require nothing of them, and you have to release them into God's hands for God to deal with as he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get vengeance on people. You have to leave that up to God.
Well,
most people want to get vengeance on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, they made me hurt, and they did this to me, and they did something else to me, and I'm going to be sure that they feel what I felt. And I said, well, you have to let all that go. That's God's business. That's not your business. And so, anyway, I just started ministering to people. And when we left the pastorate in 1989, and we began to do ministry, and the Lord just said, minister to everybody that comes to your door. And the Lord just sent them to our door. I've not had personally advertised about deliverance. I've never had to.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is minister to people, and they are my advertisement. They tell somebody else that somebody else that somebody else, and people stand in line to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never without plenty to do. In fact, this, I've got 5 people working with us.
Wow.
That we keep busy all of the time.
Uh-huh.
Just by people who call into the office and say, I need help, I need help, I need help, I
yeah.
need help.
Yeah.
I generally minister to full-time ministers,
mm-hmm.
men or women, who
mm-hmm.
are full-time in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I generally pick those people, and then I hand off the others to the other 4 people that I have that are working with us. And so kind of how we got started, brother.
Yeah, well, you have an incredible ministry, and I know that you just did not start out in deliverance ministry. You started out pastoring churches and learning how to handle sheep, and you develop a strong
yes.
foundation
yes.
there. You're a very credible man with a good marriage, and I really love and appreciate you. And there's a lot of, you know, it's like the prophetic ministry. There are so many people out there that call themselves prophets and prophetesses and they try to make the announcement, put the shingle out, when they're actually not. And I know that the prophetic ministry has been abused, and I know that the deliverance or freedom ministry has been abused also, but I know that we cannot throw out the baby with the bathwater. And I think people have to be very careful that they just don't go to every individual that says, well, I have a deliverance ministry, because I believe that some people can get started in deliverance, but they can't finish the job. They can't complete the assignment. And I know that becomes very dangerous. But I know that you are a very credible man. I know that you are a real father in the faith, and I know that you've raised up a lot of people to help you. And I know that is very, very important. Go ahead.
We have people all over the United States that are doing ministry that we have personally trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can vouch for them, because I know what they can do, because
yeah.
I've trained them myself.
Yeah.
And so
Well, I know, I know that's very, very important. I know that Vision Life Ministries International, which was founded and led by you, is a very credible ministry that I could highly recommend to anyone. Well, people that are listening today, you know, there's so many people have in bondage, and so many people. I know that unforgiveness is certainly opens a door, but what are some of the ways that people, and I know that we don't have enough time, an hour would not give us enough time today, but I will encourage people to get your books, but how do people, develop strongholds in their lives? How do these strongholds, come into their lives?
Well, a stronghold basically is a lie the devil has told us and we believe it. For instance, I was born with a stronghold that nobody loves me, because my father came to my mother when she was 6 months pregnant with me and cursed and swore and said, "I hope this little SOB is born dead. I want a divorce." He was already married to a woman 5 months pregnant by him, sitting in the automobile in the front yard. And so my mother gave him a divorce because she loved him and did not want to see him go to prison. And so I believed that lie. And when I was even pastoring a church when I got free from that lie.
Wow.
The lies stay with us because we don't know not to believe them. A child believes whatever you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the enemy wants to get to you in the early years of your life. I can listen to a person sit down and tell their story, and they can tell me the first 6 years of their life or 7 years of their life, mm-hmm. somewhere in that neighborhood, and I can finish their life story for them.
Wow.
Because I know what the enemy is going to do because of the strongholds that he has sown in their life in those first 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he's lied to you, but, well, you can't do anything, you're no good, you're sorry, you know, you won't ever amount to a hill of beans, you won't ever amount to anything, then you're going to have a difficult time believing anything other than I'm no good.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy will continuously tell you through other people, you are no good, you're not worth anything, you can't succeed, you're just going to fail. That's just the way life is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you accept that.
And how is that broken or reversed?
Well, you have to be confronted with that lie, and you have to renounce that lie, and you have to have somebody pray with you to break that lie off of you. Now, mm-hmm. there are times when God will just confront you with a lie, and God will break it off of you. But most of the time, God wants us to have somebody help us. The body of Christ is not a lone ranger where you just are here by yourself and you have everything you need. You can do everything you want to do, and you don't need anybody else. No, we need other people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just like, you know, you and I have known each other all these years, and praise God, I've helped you and you've helped me. And so
yeah.
Thank the Lord. You know, whenever I've needed help, Dale Gentry's always been there for me. And so it's one of those things that a person needs to have most of the time, somebody will confront you with that lie.
Mm-hmm.
They will say, you're not believing God here. You're trusting in the lie you believed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I had a man the other day came in, and he was had believed this lie all of his life, that he was self-sufficient because he didn't need anybody. He had a very high IQ, and he was able to solve his problems, end quote. But he was bound in this lie of self-sufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're not on the island. You're not by yourself. You
right.
need other people. God
yeah.
created us this way.
Yeah,
I believe
that. I was just remembering three or four years ago when I was living in the Dallas area. You know, I was going to some meetings with some challenging situations. And you drove several miles just to come and sit down and pray with me, because I needed a senior like yourself, a man of God who's been in the ministry for a long time, to pray with me. So I agree. We do need help from time to time. And
yeah.
I'm thankful for that. And so we develop these strongholds. We believe a lie, And then of course, you know, so many people, have addictions in their life, and, right. And they cannot get them broken by themselves. And of course,
exactly, yeah. Right. And see, people have believed the lie that the addiction they have is worth what they're paying to get that addiction every day. So therefore they keep it. Jesus can break them free. I mean, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever your addiction is not the problem. The problem is the lie you believed behind this. The mm-hmm. big lie is, well, you know, I can't make this without these drugs. I can't make this without this woman. I can't make this without this man. I just can't make it. I can't make it. I can't make it. Yes, you can. God created you so that He can work in you, and you can make it.
Yeah, yeah.
We just believe these lies. It's so simple and yet so complex that it's difficult for us to see the lies that we have believed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we need somebody to say to us, that's a lie, and I'm going to show this to you as it plays out in your life. And every time that lie comes up, you say, see, you believe that lie. Mm-hmm. You believe that lie. You believe that lie. And then they have an aha moment.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now I see what I've done. How can I get rid of this? Well, let's confess it to God. Let's ask God to break this lie out of your life. Mm-hmm. And we pray God breaks it out of their life.
Mm-hmm. So people are deceived. So the deception has to be broken, right?
The deception has to be broken. You have to see that you've been deceived. You know, a person who is deceived is most deceived because they don't believe they're deceived.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so somebody has to look them in the eyeball and say, my brother, my sister, you are deceived. You've been deceived by the enemy. You've been duped by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this by yourself. You cannot do this on your own. So therefore, we need to break this lie out of your life. And lies come in all forms and fashions.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything from I can't do it to I'm self-sufficient.
Uh-huh. But deliverance is more, Henry Malone, deliverance is more than just somebody saying, well, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that off of you, and you go your own way. It's like a... I know that you're like a skilled surgeon, and it takes
right.
time to identify. You know, if you're going to have surgery, you're going to have an MRI, you're going to have a CT scan, you're going to identify the problem, and then you're going to do the surgery, and then there has to be healing and restoration, right?
Right. And there has to be a skilled surgeon. You don't put a guy who operates on your toe to operate on your brain.
That's right.
You know, you've got to have a skilled surgeon, and then when he operates on you, he has to cut out that which is good, which is bad, and leave that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just want to go in there with a big axe and chop it all up and sweep mm-hmm. it out, and we sweep out the good and the bad.
I agree.
And God never intended for us to throw away the good.
Right.
He intended for us to strengthen the good and walk in the good.
Mm-hmm. But so many people today, they're just when you say deliverance ministry, they get kind of freaked out, I guess, because there's been so many bad experiences. But I know that
right.
that the need is greater than ever. I know you've written a lot of books. Like, what would shadow boxing? What does that mean?
Well, the book Shadow Boxing, I named the book when I wrote the book. I named it If Jesus Won the War, While You're Still Fighting the Fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the publisher said, That's actually the person who was reviewing my book and helping me edit it, et cetera, said, that's not good. That nobody has a title like that. You need a catchy title.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, come up with a title. And so she went over in the scripture and she found where Paul said, I'm boxing with shadows.
Mm-hmm.
You may knock me down, but you cannot knock me out.
Mm-hmm.
So we called it shadow boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it is. You don't know what you're swinging at, but you know there's something out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep swinging.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you know, you will connect with the book Shadow Boxing. You know, the average author sells 5,000 copies, if he can sell that many, mm-hmm. of a book that he's published himself. Mm-hmm. I've sold over 60,000 copies of that book.
Wow. It's amazing. Amazing. I've read the book myself, and I would recommend it to anyone. And so tell me about what a freedom session would be like, maybe with an individual, or maybe if people attended your seminar, what would that look like?
Well, if you attend the seminar, in fact, we're having a seminar this weekend at Elevation Church in Louisville, Texas, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes to 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And first we will start off with teaching. We will teach you for about 5 hours about the five doors that are open in your life. Most people have all these doors open in their life. And one of the big things that we teach that most people have never heard of is we talk about vows and judgments. Mm-hmm. You know, we make vows all the time. Well, I'll never be like my dad. I'll never be like my mama. I'll never be like this man. I'll never be fat like that guy. And we wonder why we gain weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you make a vow, you will assure yourself you're going to become the person that you vowed that you wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
That locks you on a track that you can't get off of. I've had hundreds of people come to me in the years past and say, I'm just like my dad. I'm just like my mother. I don't know why I'm this way. Can you help me? I can say, I know exactly what your problem is, or one of your problems. You mm-hmm. vowed you would never be like you. Oh, mm-hmm. how'd you know that? Well, your life is proving that. See, when you make a vow, you're set on a track that you can't get off of. It's like the train. The train comes down the same track every day at the same time whenever it comes. It's going to come right down that track. It's not going to move. If it gets off that track, we call it a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to move. It's going to go right down that same track. It's going to do that same thing over and over and over again. And so when people vow they will not be like someone, they have assured themselves they will become like them. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not going to become like them the next day. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while, but in time, they're going to be like their father or be like their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And see, as children, we don't know not to judge our parents. We look at them and think, well, that's a bad habit Dad's got. You know, he's smoking cigarettes, and I'm never going to smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're sincere when we make that vow, but somewhere when about 15 to 19 years old, we somehow pick up the cigarette habit and mm-hmm. we start smoking.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. So what about some other doors?
Well, another door is that of ancestral curses. Many people believe, well, Jesus died at the cross, all the curses are taken care of. The curses are all taken care of in this manner. When you believe that curse is taken care of for you, it's taken care of. We have to live the Christian life by faith. The just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I have all of the Malone traits mm-hmm. that my ancestors have. Why? Because that's my lineage. That's the DNA. Fact of it is, we were just doing some research the other day, and we discovered a scientific paper that proves that a man can pass along his DNA to his child through the sperm that is used to conceive that child.
Mm-hmm.
So we become like our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
We do the things. As for instance, I have an ancestral curse of alcoholism in my life. I've never been drunk in my life. I've never taken more than 3 or 4 drinks of alcoholic beverage. I've hated alcohol all my life because it was the very thing that broke up our home. And so, yet my children, both of them struggled with alcohol. My brother has had his struggle with alcohol. You know, I have half brothers and half sisters that have had their struggles with alcohol. And so it's just the Malone trait. if your name is Malone in North Louisiana, you're going to struggle with alcohol. Why? Because my grandfather was an alcoholic, and he made and sold moonshine whiskey. My dad was an alcoholic. All his brothers were alcoholics. My great grandfather was an alcoholic. It mm-hmm. runs in the bloodline. Mm-hmm. We say, well, this is just kind of runs in my bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of brag about those bloodline curses. Well, that's a curse. You don't have to be an alcoholic just because you have it in your bloodline. You mm-hmm. can break that out of your bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like anger. Anger comes down through the bloodline. My grandfather was a full-blood Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
When he got mad, you better give him about 40 acres because somebody's going to hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I remember when I was 13 years old, I would have fits of anger. I would get mad about something, and I would, I'd just go into a fit, and I would come to myself in anger, and I would say, what have I done? What mm-hmm. have I done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day when I was 13 years old, I was in Boy Scouts, and my brother was older than I was, and he was in Boy Scouts, and he was always picking on me, and he kept picking on me, and he made me angry, and I flew into a rage, and I had a knife in my pocket, and I stabbed my brother. My parents disciplined me, but I remember getting down. I'd just been saved about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting down on my knees beside my bed that night, and I said to God, I said, Lord, long before I knew anything about ancestral curses or anything else, I said, Lord, if you don't deliver me from this anger, I'm going to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. And I won't even kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Something left me that night, and I've never been angry out of control. Wow. Not that I haven't been angry, but I've always been in control of my anger since that day.
Yeah.
God set me free.
Wow.
If we will cry out to God, God will help us with our ancestral curses. But most of us don't see them as curses, mm-hmm. so therefore we never cry out to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like womanizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people are womanizers because they don't see that as a curse. It is. God did not make Adam and three Eves. He made Adam and one Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
God intends for a man to be with one woman, and that's all he intends to be.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, what about the Old Testament? You know, Solomon had 1,000 wives. Well, that is true, but he was a very unwise man because his many wives led him into sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the enemy knows how to get to us,
yeah.
and he will get to us.
Yeah.
He will get to us through ancestral curses. He will get to us through our anger. He will get to us through our alcohol. He will get to us through whatever. It's like people say to me, well, you know, my grandma was depressed, and my mama's depressed, and I'm depressed. It just runs in the family. Well, depression is not something that runs in the family. It's an ancestral curse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depression is not something everybody's born with. It's
right.
where the enemy comes in because you have that weakness in your life, and he puts that curse on you and on your family, and it's been back there for generations and generations and generations. We have found if you want to break a curse, you've got to go back at least 4 generations.
Wow. Now,
because a curse goes back 4 generations. Jesus said, you know, I will visit the sins of the children upon the fathers to the 3rd and 4th generation of mm-hmm. those who hate me.
Wow.
Wow. So God visits those curses upon us, and we have to deal with them. And if we don't deal properly with them, they will deal with us according to their nature. So we have to learn how to break those curses.
So when people are involved in adultery, fornication, alcoholism, any of those things, you go back to the root cause. Is that correct?
Yes, you go back to the root. See, when I listen to a man's story, I'm not listening to your story. I'm listening for roots, fruits, and strongholds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I can find the lies that the enemy has told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen a man or woman I could not set free if they wanted to get rid of their strongholds.
Uh-huh.
I've met a lot of people that want to keep them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. I'm managing my alcoholism, or I'm managing my anger. Well, there's nothing I can do for you, brother. You don't want to give it up.
So many people, Dr. Henry Malone, they don't. I remember when I was leading a church in Oklahoma City years ago, that there was a woman, mm-hmm. that a young lady that came, and she'd been a prostitute, and she got saved. We thought she was completely delivered, but she said, you know, I can give everything up, but there's one man that I'm having a relationship with, I'm not married to, I cannot give him up. And, mm-hmm. of course, that's called fornication. And
right.
She said, no, I just can't, I can't do that. And she just walked away. I remember when a prophet that I was called to preach under, David Wilkerson, came to minister in the little town years ago that I was ministering in Rush Springs, Oklahoma, a little town there. And he came to the high school gymnasium, and he preached on a very subject that I'd never heard before. He preached on satisfied sinners. And
right.
he talked about how some people are just willing to live with the strongholds in their lives. They're satisfied with that. And
right.
and I guess we see more and more of that in the immoral society that we're living in today. I guess I'm amazed, because, you know, for years in the ministry, I was trying to get people free from alcohol. And now we have Christians and pastors and leaders that are openly promoting alcoholic drinks, and now, instead of trying to get people delivered and letting people testify, then we see more and more that this is an acceptance, and I guess just people are satisfied with that.
They're satisfied with it, and if they're satisfied with it, there's nothing I can do to help them until they get unsatisfied with it.
Right.
What my prayer for them is, Lord, make them so miserable in this stronghold that they're willing to give it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's what we have to do. People have to become miserable in their stronghold,
mm-hmm.
whether it's lying, whether it's stealing, whether it's committing adultery or fornication,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is. And see, when it's a pleasurable sin, like the woman who was the prostitute who was having the affair with the young, with the man,
uh-huh.
She got pleasure out of that.
Yeah.
So therefore, she was not willing to give it up.
Right.
You have to just simply pray, Lord, make this young woman miserable in
uh-huh.
this sin
yeah.
until she is willing to give it up.
Yeah, I agree. And I believe there's so many people that, you know, they're not, they feel like that they are, know that they need some help, but just are not willing to go and get it. And
right.
So they live in that condition, and but those people that need help, I know there's help for them, like yourself.
Right.
I want to say to everybody you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, at this time or any time, as we pray, as we call America to pray for a revival in 1,000 cities and other spiritual awakening, this nation
yeah.
to the world, and pretty soon we're going to have Dr. Henry Malone, who is the founder and president of Vision Life Ministries International in Lewisville, Texas. We're going to have him to pray. And but before we do that, I know there's a lot of subjects we could talk about, because I know that you've helped so many, and I know that you're helping a lot of pastors and ministers and people that are in leadership in the ministry in different walks of life. I know they're receiving tremendous help, because I've been hearing reports on that. But how can people get in touch with you, get your books, How can they register for your seminars? How can they get more information about Vision Life Ministries International and being and finding freedom in their lives?
Well, you can go to our website. We have a website. It's called Vision Life Ministries. And you can register on that website. Or you can call our office at 469-549-0730 and talk to Karen. She is my administrative assistant, and she will be happy to sign you up and give you all the details of the cost involved. We have a, when you come to a seminar, we have a 78-page syllabus that we give to you that has all this information in it.
Wow.
And we will teach you about all that stuff, and then we will minister to you. We won't just teach you about it and walk away from you and say to you, you know, a lot of people think if you have the information, you're okay. No, you have the information, but you need this stuff broken out of your life. And so we just simply say to people, we will help you. We will minister to you. Then we'll do a personal session with you if you need a personal session. We will minister to you. Some of our people will minister to you. That's not a problem. And we take everybody on a love offering basis. We do not charge as far as, you know, a dollar amount. We just simply say to them, give the best offering you can. And we leave that up to God. God is the one who meets our needs. And So where this person may give, I remember one lady who came to me a number of years ago. She was a black lady. She was living on welfare. And she came to me and she said, Dr. Malone, I need to be free. Would you minister to me? And I said, sure, I'll minister to you. So I ministered to her, and she gave me a love offering. And it was a $5 bill. It was folded up so in such a wad, it seemed like forever for me to get it unwad. Because the Lord said, look at her offering. I said, Lord, I don't want to look at this woman's offering. He said, I said, look at the offering. So I finally got it unfolded, and I looked at it, and I said to her, did you give the best offering that the Lord has for us today? She said, Dr. Malone, I don't have any more money. I gave you my last $5. I live on in Section 8 housing, and I just don't have any more money. Fact is, I don't even have the money to pay my rent this month. The Lord spoke to me and said, give her the $100 you have in your wallet. So I took my wallet out and I said to her, can I obey the Lord? You said you have obeyed the Lord? And she said, oh yes, I want you to obey the Lord. So I pulled out two $50 bills and I handed them to her. She said, oh, Dr. Malone, I can't take your money. I said, sis, you just told me I could obey the Lord. Now, either I can obey the Lord or whatever, but you know, I've got to do what God told me to do. You've done what God told you to do, so let me do what God told me to do. I gave her the $100 and the Lord said, now give her back her $5. I gave her back the $5 and she broke down and began to cry. And I said to her, I said, why are you crying? She said, my rent is $105. Now I can go home and pay my rent.
<That's>
Hallelujah.
Great.
So you just obey the Lord. It's about obeying God. It's not about how much you give or how much you don't give.
Yeah.
It's about simply obeying the Lord.
That's right. I agree.
And God takes care of us. And God takes care of our ministers and those who minister on a full-time basis. We say to them, to people who come to them, remember, these people are living at this altar. Help them as much as you can.
Yeah.
And so that's where we leave it. So
that's good.
Anyway, that's
Saturday. And if people want to get your books, how do they get your books?
They can simply call the office, and Karen can tell them the price of the books. And each book, mainly those books, cost $13 a piece. And so we would be happy to mail those to you and send them to you. And everybody who gets the books have talked about what a blessing they are.
No, absolutely. I've read most of your books. And the number is 469-549-0730. Is that the number?
That's the number of the ministry, and you call, okay. And Karen will answer that, and she'll get the books out to you.
Oh, sounds great. Well, I know you're helping a lot of people, and I know that people can just Google Dr. Henry Malone or Vision Life Ministries and get some more information. I want you to say some prayers today. I'm going to play some background music because I've made a commitment that we don't talk about anything here on BPN Radio that we can't pray about. So I want you to pray for some people. Have the Holy Spirit lead you. How long have you been in the ministry, and how long have you and Tina been married?
Tina and I have been married 54 years, and we've been in ministry 54 years.
Wow.
2 weeks after I married my beautiful bride, I surrendered to the ministry. She knew I was called to preach, and so I surrendered and been pastoring within 3 months after that, and so I've been serving the Lord ever since.
Wow.
So we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary a few years ago, and so we're working on our 55th now. So
I know.
Anyway.
I know. Same length as Gene and I, so.
Yes.
Wow. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be married to the woman that you love and walk through life. And of course, you've been in the ministry longer than me, but you're very qualified minister with your background and people getting free. So why don't you just pray, however the Holy Spirit leads you in your Malone. Really appreciate you being on today, and we got a few minutes left, so however the Holy Spirit leads you. I know that a lot of people out there need some freedom, and they may never attend your seminar, but today they may be in a desperate situation. So why don't you just pray?
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I simply lift up these people who are listening on the radio today. Lord, whatever need they have, Father, whatever strongholds that they have, Lord, reveal your will to them. Show them, Lord, that stronghold and make them miserable in that stronghold that they will cry out for help, Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you break every stronghold by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you that the blood is sufficient to break every stronghold. And Lord, those who are listening to the sound of my voice right now, Father, if they are caught in any kind of stronghold, they're caught in any kind of thing, Lord, we just ask you in Jesus' name that you would set them free, you would break them free from this stronghold and from this lie, Lord, of our lives. Lord, I thank you that you are a mighty God, and there's nothing you can't do, Lord. So, Father, we speak against all depression. Every spirit of depression, we just say to you, leave these people now. Go in Jesus' name. I bind you and break you by the blood of the cross, and I command you to loose these people and let them go in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that you're setting people free from depression. Lord, those who are suffering from alcoholism and a drug addiction, those who have habits, Lord, that are very debilitating, and those who keep them bound and are destroying their lives, I just address that stronghold now. And I say in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the cross, I break your power over these people. I break that addiction in Jesus' name. Yes. And I pull that spirit of addiction off of them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you that you are setting them free right now, Lord.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you are able to free them. And Father, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus that you would set them free. You would set them free.
Yes.
And Father, those who are struggling with anger, I know many men struggle with anger, Lord. I just address the spirit of anger, and I say to you, you cannot, you will not pass. You will not come this way again.
That's right.
I say to the spirit of anger, you loose these people now by the blood of the cross. And I command you to let them go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And you go to thy places and do not return.
Yes.
Father, I thank you that you are a God who is able to set them free.
Yes.
And Father, those who have believed the lie that they have to live in poverty, that they will never have enough, Father, I break that lie in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, you said we had all sufficiency in you in all everything that we do, we would have sufficiency.
Yes.
So, Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to break the lie of poverty. Lord, poverty is a spirit, and
yes,
I break it off these people's lives, and I command it to go now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father, I thank you that you are a God who wants to set us free. You are a God who delivers us, and
yes,
you are a God who supplies our every need, Lord.
Yes.
There's a need that we have that you cannot supply. So, Father, I thank you that you're supplying all those needs.
Yes.
And it does not matter, Lord, whether it's some young man or some young woman who feels rejected, Lord. I speak to the spirits of rejection,
yes,
and I say to you in Jesus' name, you no longer can cause these young people to feel rejected. You no longer can cause them to feel less than.
That's
I
right.
break the power of that spirit. I break the lies of those spirits that are lying to them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And I thank you, Father, you are setting them free now in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Free these people. Lord, I thank you that you are our God. And Lord, there is none beside you. We lift up your holy name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God who was and who is and who is to come. And I thank you, Father, that you are going to set everybody free who has a stronghold in their life right now. Lord, I declare that you are going to set them free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, Dr. Henry Malone, I set myself in agreement with you. And I'm so
yes.
thankful that you have given your life to helping people get free. And I know that's so very, very important because so many people are in bondage. And I trust people will get in touch with you that need some help.
Yes.
And I know that there is help out there. If someone just calls your office, can they get prayer? How does that work?
Yes, they can call me. I'd be happy. If I'm here, if I'm not ministering to somebody, if I'm available, I'll be happy to pray with them.
Wow.
Just call the office and we'd be happy to do
okay.
whatever we can to help people.
All right. And I know that if anybody wants to support your ministry, that information is on your website, right?
Yes, that information is on our website.
Okay.
And they can support us on a regular basis or they can support us with a one-time gift, whatever.
Okay.
God wants them to give.
Okay. I know you are a worthy ministry, and I would encourage anybody listening today. Thank you, my friend, Dr. Henry Malone. What a blessing you've been. You and your wife, Tina, have been over the years. Thank you for being a part of our 1,000 prayer leaders. Believe in God for
yes.
that. And I'm very grateful, thankful. Looking forward to having you back sometime, and you be blessed, and I'm sure that people we'll be getting in touch with your ministry. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
Okay, brother. God bless you, Brother Dale.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This I know. Just one touch, Lord. this land. A deep darkness on the people, but a light is shining, and then the dark can't understand. Light of the world, King Jesus.
Scotland, 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 hear the word of the Lord.